No, they had a name for mules. Jim and Jack or John and Paul, the mule had been named. The horses too, and the deer was still named a horse. Everybody named the horse.
Okay. What about the big, powerful things that look like a couple of bulls? Did they ever use them?
Mm-hmm. Nope, never used that either, I know of.
If you had a cow by the name of Daisy, respecting a calf, you say Daisy's gonna...
In Ohio Road, in French, they would say that, she's gonna have a calf. Uh-huh. That's how they would say it in French way.
Did you know how to ride? Did you...
A horse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 9 years old, you was on top of
course, you got it now.
Everybody learn how to ride. You learn how to ride that horse right now.
Yeah. Any stories about, you know, one, like your brothers, would y'all ever race each other?
Well, that you know, a lot of time when the gang would get together, well, they had to see who had the fastest horse. That was a common thing, you know, especially when the elderly wasn't looking, you know. Then you come home with the horse all sweating, you know, foaming on the chest, and you get a good talking to or else, something else. But we used to do that. Oh, man, she had the best horse, I guess. And everybody had their name for their elders. Man, you took care of your horse like you did your... What time took care of all their own kids.
Were there places where you liked to ride around here or go?
Everybody rode on the beach most of the time. Now you can't ride on the beach. Well, you can still ride horses on the beach. But in those days, everybody would ride on the beach. You know, in the evening, they'd take their horse and go for a little ride on the beach. If you were plenty of money, you had a saddle. Most of the time, you just ride bareback.
Yeah.
That's it. I learned how to ride bareback. I didn't ride on a saddle until I was up there.
Did you ever break them? Like?
Yeah, everybody broke. Because I said horses were wild here. They were roaming. When you had a young horse, you had to break them. You had a couple of guys here that were real cowboys that used to do the breaking for the others. You know, that was their specialty, breaking horses. My brother was one of them until he broke his knee. That kind of horse stomped him and knocked his kneecap off, out of place. They put it back together.
Well, you said that cows used to be out on the range. Like, would they ever have times when they would get together a certain time of the year and get them all?
Well, everybody had their brand on it. They cut their ears a certain kind of way. Well, when they had enough cows that they wanted to take in to milk, start to pan them up to milk them, or they had some they wanted to sell to somebody else, well, then they'd go pan them up. Everybody get together, go pan up the cows, pan up the horses, same way.
Okay. When you started getting shell on the roads, you had to put shoes in the horses.
No, I never wore. They ever had horseshoes on the horses in Grand Island. Never did. For the simple reason that in this type of climate, a shoe doesn't stay on that long. Either the rust eats the nails, you know, that's in the shoe, real fast, and they fall off. But they just never shoe a horse. I never shoe a horse in my life. Never rode a horse with horseshoes on either.
Well, you have to trim the...
Oh, you got to trim it when they get a little long, just like fingernails. When they get out of line, you go out there, you had one chisel and a hammer, trim them right around. Now they got pliers that does that. You know, you got a certain type of plier. You put the horse's leg between your legs, go around and trim his hooves.
Yeah. You had to trim each, all four?
All four of them, were you?
Yeah. When a horse started limping, you usually knew it was just...
It's something like that, either a frog, what they call a frog, you know, on the knee's hoof. It's got a soft spot there. And that would get a shell or something would go in there, and then you'd have to get out there and get it out.
Okay. The male sheep was...
You know what they did? Not here.
You know what they call them?
A ram.
Okay, and the female was a...
A ewe.
Did they ever raise them for the...
Uh-uh, not here. Not on this part of the country. No,
okay.
But
they would shear them sometimes, like up north of here.
Oh, well, yeah, up there, they would, not along Grand Island.
Yeah.
They never did do that. You might have one or two people had one or two in a yard. That's the best lawnmower they got. Put the grass down all the time.
Yeah.
But other than that, I never knew nobody to have any down here.
Yes, they shear for the...
For the, what they call it, the rule.
The male hog was...
Of course, sure. Un virage en French.